Listen now to our article on Top Gun, Maverick. In this film, Tom Cruise reprises his role as an elite fighter pilot, 34 years after the original Top Gun movie. Why produce a sequel now? And what should you expect if you never saw the original movie? Our critic takes a trip back to the 1980s to see how the two movies compare.
The Hero.
Then. Tom Cruise is a brilliant but arrogant young American fighter pilot. As is suggested by his codename, Maverick, he doesn't follow the rules. Sent to Top Gun, an ultra-elite school for the nation's top pilots, he is determined to prove he is the best. Meanwhile, he tries to seduce an attractive young flight instructor by riding around on a big motorbike to a soundtrack of 1980s soft rock. It totally works.
Now, 34 years later, Maverick is still only a captain. Clearly, something has gone very wrong with his career, so expect less arrogance. But naturally, he will get to prove that he is still the best, even though Tom Cruise, at the age of 57, is way too old for a fighter pilot. Despite having got the girl in the original film, Cruise seems to be riding around on his motorbike with a different girl now. It no doubt still works. The context.
Then. In 1986, the Cold War was still very much a thing, and for audiences across much of the world, life was simple. The USA was good, the Soviet Union was bad. A military confrontation was always possible, and so a film about the excellence of American fighter pilots and technology was perfectly of its time.
Now, while an old-fashioned war with, for example, China is still possible, the world is a very different place. Fighter jets are of little use against low-tech enemies such as jihadist guerrillas, and most pilots now control drones. So is this the right time for a Top Gun sequel? Plus, the USA today is not exactly the icon of freedom and democracy it seemed to be in the 1980s. The action.
Then, big engines, powerful missiles, and lots of shots of muscular men showering and playing volleyball. Top Gun was basically war porn. But even if male camaraderie and military homoeroticism weren't your thing, the flight sequences were highly impressive. Nobody had ever seen planes in action like this before.
Now, with revolutionary filming techniques and, they say, no CGI, the new Top Gun should be even more visually spectacular. Cruise, who is a qualified commercial pilot in real life, insisted on the actors having months of flight training to make their performances and the film as realistic as possible. Some apparently vomited. The testosterone levels should be lower in this film, as there are female fighter pilots these days. Our verdict on Top Gun 2.
On almost every level, the sequel seems like a strange idea. It may simply be a Tom Cruise vanity project, revisiting the film that made him a superstar. But he always delivers high-octane action sequences. Whatever it is, it won't be boring.